listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get bite-sized tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and a creative writing instructor. You can find more about me at blairhurley.com and on Twitter at bhurley. You can follow news about the podcast on Twitter at Writerly Bites. This week's writing tip is, have the courage to try again. Welcome to the 40th episode of the Writerly Bites podcast, first. I wasn't sure what this little project of mine would morph into when I started about 40 weeks ago, but I knew I had things to say about writing, all those little tips and tricks that I've picked up along the way, and I wanted to share them with fellow writers. It's been wonderful hearing from fans of the podcast and starting to build a real listenership, so I'm excited to continue growing for the next 40 weeks and beyond. This month, I'm doing a deep dive into the large and small aspects of revision. So this week, I'm talking about an emotional barrier that stops many of us from getting our stories where they need to be. For many writers, the prospect of diving into revision is, frankly, terrifying. It's grueling, it's exhausting, but it's also really frightening to look at what we've written, really look at it, and discover that it is a disappointment. It truly isn't perfect. It's not an uncut gem. It is boring or conventional or incomplete. It's cliched or incoherent. It's sad and small in all the ways we hoped it would be expansive and large. These are terrifying things to confront as a writer. It's so much more fun to start something new instead. Really, I know. That's why my unfinished stories folder is always chock full. When I look at the stories and novels that I finished, that I really revised until I was proud of them, I realized it took a great act of courage somewhere along the way. I had to face all the small, sad ways the story disappointed me, and I had to take a deep breath, allow myself to be open to possibility, and keep writing. That's what revision requires, an open, curious mind, exactly when we want the job to be done and the door to be shut. That's what I'm trying to talk about every week on this podcast, I'm realizing. I'm looking for the Zen concept of beginner's mind. There's a saying in Zen Buddhism that in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few. It's frightening to admit that we have to try again. We have to start at the beginning. We have to be as curious and flexible and patient as we were when we put the first sentence on the page. But perhaps if we acknowledge the fear, it'll be easier to take up the task. So that's what I'm trying.